Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Folks, I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Gary Schilling back on the show. Gary has been a member of my Brain Trust now for over 20 years. I don't know what we'd do without him. We love having him on the show. He's such a smart guy. He's a globally recognized and one of the smartest guys on economic matters and matters of the marketplace. He's the president of A. Gary Schilling Incorporated, publisher of the Outstanding Insight monthly report, which is absolutely solid gold. He's a Forbes columnist for decades, author of many books, including Deflation. We launched his Deflation book on the show 20 years ago. The New Age of Deleveraging is his new book. As far as I think that's the new one, maybe a newer one than that. And he's our good friend, Gary Schilling. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be with you.
Good to have you back. So I was telling the audience to buckle their seatbelts. Be sure to buckle up because you're kind of a bear. In terms of in the world of bulls and bears, you're kind of a bear. And so I wanted to make sure that they were prepared. So talk to us about – I'd like to take this segment and get you to give us a little bit of a tour of where you think from a macro standpoint, where you think the economy is right now.
Well, the economy has been growing in this country actually faster than other major countries in Europe and Japan. But there are a number of signs right now that are normal going into recession. Now, there's nothing there that says there is a recession definitely going to occur. Recessions in the past have occurred from two reasons. One is the Federal Reserve tightens credit. They never intend to precipitate a recession. They just want to cool off the economy. But in 12 or 13 tries in the post-World War II period, they got a recession. So that's one thing. The Fed is tightening now, but there's so much liquidity around it'll take some time. I would say at least a year before they sop it up and start to really bite on the economy. The second cause of recessions is a financial crisis. Now, we saw that in the late 90s with the dot-com blow-off, and that precipitated the 2001 recession. And then, of course, in the mid-2000s, the subprime mortgage collapse precipitated the deepest recession since the 1930s. So it's either a financial shock or the Fed. I don't see any bubbles right now. As you know, Jim, I made a career of spotting bubbles and following them up and down. And
you don't see any bubbling in the equities market right now?
Well, equities are overpriced. There's no question about that. I mean, if you look at this price-earnings ratio put together by my good friend Bob Shiller at Yale, he got the Nobel Prize for this and among other things. But he looks at the price-earnings ratio over the last 10 years to iron out the cyclical differences. And right now it would take a 47% decline in prices just to bring it back to the average line. And things usually they overshoot on the upside, as they have since the early 90s, and you would start to overshoot on the downside. And there are many other things that suggest that stocks are expensive. But that in itself doesn't say that you've got a hair-curling recession ahead.
Is part of the reason why the United States equity market is where it is, and maybe not as tenuous as it maybe we think it ought to be because of the pricing, is part of that because of the safe haven that America is to the rest of the world and the dollar?
Well, I think that's it in part, but what has driven it, in my judgment, since the bull market started in March of 2009, is the tremendous stimulus from the Fed. They first started cutting interest rates to essentially zero, and then went in for what's called quantitative easing, buying massive amounts of treasury securities and mortgage-backed securities. The idea is to pump money into the economy. Now, what happened was that ended up inflating stocks, financial assets. It didn't really do that much to push up goods and services spending, the economy. It's been the slowest expansion of any in a whole post-war period. But it created a tremendous tailwind for stocks. And, of course, now the Fed is moving the other way, and that's one of 13 forerunners of a recession that I see, that the stock market, because the stock market always turns down ahead of a recession. There are no exceptions right to that.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about in one of the segments, probably the last one we have today, I want to talk about my thoughts on, ask you about my thoughts on the disconnect. I think there's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, and I think that's a problem. In the next segment, though, you've been doing some great reporting on commodities, why we should be watching commodities. I'm going to get you to across the board, folks, all commodities. Gary Schilling will give us a report on that. Folks, agaryschilling.com is his website. Be sure to check that out. He's got an outstanding monthly report called Insight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.